Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Brother John back with another Red Heifer update. Now, since the time of Moses, there has only been 9 of these red heifers that have been sacrificed. And it looks like the Jews are getting ready to sacrifice the 10th red heifer. And this is going to take place in Israel on the Mount of Olives, overlooking where the temple once stood. And there is a tremendous amount of speculation that this sacrifice could happen very soon. And as you might already know, back in September of 2022, 5 of these red heifers were flown from the state of Texas to the land of Israel. Since that time, one of them has been disqualified, but the other 4 continue to be candidates for a red heifer sacrifice. And as you might already know, there was a practice run of the purification ceremony back in 2023. However, the official ceremony must be done very soon before these heifers get too old to be used for such a sacrifice. So the clock is ticking, and if these red heifers get too old, they will no longer qualify. So if this is gonna happen, it must happen very soon. And recently there's been a lot of buzz that we can actually see this red heifer sacrificed in April. Last month, All Israel News reported that the Temple Institute wants to conduct a sacrifice before the Passover of 2024. That would mean before April 22nd of this year. And as of now, 4 of these red heifers remain unblemished and ready to go. This year, the Jewish people will celebrate Passover on April 22nd, which is only a few weeks away. And if they're going to rebuild the temple, the Jews believe that they must purify it first. And by purifying it, according to the Jews, they believe that the book of Numbers, chapter 19, tells them that a red heifer ceremony will purify them. According to the Jews, this ceremony is essential for all aspects of the temple and the temple worship to take place. So when is this sacrifice likely to take place if it does happen? They want to do this on the Passover weekend. There has been a lot of speculation on social media that a red heifer sacrifice could potentially take place on March 29th. Because of the Sabbath of the red heifer, this begins at sundown that evening. So that means there's a chance it could take place on Friday, March 29th of this year, or on Saturday, March 30th of 2024. So if this event does take place soon, this is going to be huge, because a red heifer sacrifice has not happened since the ancient biblical times, which were thousands of years ago. This would mean that we are that much closer to the rebuilding of the third temple, which I believe is necessary for the return of Christ to take place. And that's because the Antichrist must reveal himself first before Christ comes. And according to 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 4, which refers to the man of sin, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Meaning that he is going to sit in a future third temple, so there must be a temple in place built for him in order to fulfill this prophecy. So we have to keep a close eye on this red heifer event, because I do believe this is going to be a huge step closer to the Jews being able to rebuild this temple. And once this temple is built, to me, this is going to be the ultimate sign that the end is near, and we should be on very high alert once this temple is built. But does the red heifer sacrifice mean that the rapture is going to happen? No, the rapture is likely still years away. But we're going to know that it's close when the third temple is built. And the Jews are back to doing the daily sacrifices again, and this is likely going to take them years to accomplish. I think at the very latest, it would be around 2033, but it could be sooner. I do believe that the third temple is going to be rebuilt by the year 2030, but time will tell. And if this red heifer is not sacrificed in April, then there is also a chance that it could be sacrificed over the Feast of Weeks. If not, then there's also a chance that it could be sacrificed during the fall feast, such as the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. So we can also keep an eye on those feast days as potential times that this red heifer could be sacrificed as well. And that's all for now. I'm going to go ahead and end with the gospel, and that is that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life, and that life is in Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the only begotten Son of God, that died for our sins, and he was buried, and he rose again on the third day, that is according to the scriptures. And Jesus is the Lamb of God that is without blemish. That means that he never sinned. He is the Holy One of God, and he died so that us sinners can live. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him. You see, all the sins of the world were placed upon Jesus Christ on the cross, and his righteous blood was shed for the sins of the world. And if you put your faith and your trust on the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, believing this good news, that our sin debt has been paid for in full by the precious blood of Christ, then you are sealed with the Holy Spirit, and that is until the day of our redemption. That is when Christ returns on the clouds to gather us, his elect, to be with him forever. Until next time, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.